GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. It's GHRT's Hotline to Howie, Boston-based talk radio titan and sunny FLA Howie Carr on the PDQ Door telephone line. Howie, do you think there was a line of conversation going on between Vladimir Putin and whoever's running Iran these days after, well, I guess if you trust news accounts, not only out of the United States, but elsewhere, that Iran shot down that Ukrainian jetliner?
Yeah, it looks like that regime is totally discombobulated. I read that word today, but look, they had these funerals, so-called, with paid demonstrators or forced demonstrators, and 56 people were killed in stampedes. And then they shot down a commercial jetliner hours after the attacks on the American bases. I mean, these people are just totally lost. They appointed a new successor to Soleimani, and he's in his 60s. It seems like they don't have any young blood coming up. I think I think that regime is just a real hollow shell. I think they've just been they've been enabled to survive by the Obama administration funneling them billions of dollars and looking the other way for all their terrorist plots. And now the chickens are coming home to roost, and I don't think their own people like them very much either, from what I can see. I mean, again, they can turn out a large demonstration, but that's the work of a police state.
I've been following the shooting down of the airplane because aviation is something that I spend a lot of time in. The president's probably right. It was a mistake. The Boeing 737-800 was cleared to go to 26,000. The thing that I find so crazy about what the Iranians are saying is that he was attempting to turn back. Look, if two SAM missiles hit your airplane, you're not turning back anywhere. I mean,
look, you saw the pictures last night that they somehow got out. I mean, there's just a sudden explosion. That's not the way a plane usually goes down. I mean, if it has trouble taking off, usually it doesn't make a high altitude. That plane was climbing, it appears, and all of a sudden there's an explosion. I mean, that's not the way a plane usually goes down, unless it's hit by a missile. I mean, you've seen the movie Sully, you know, about the landing of the plane in the the East River or the Hudson River in New York. I mean, you know, he couldn't get the altitude, and then he brings it down. I mean, it doesn't just plummet to the ground unless it's hit by an ancient SAM missile from the Soviet Union.
Yeah, so I go back to my original question, and that is, we know Iran and Russia have a tight relationship. Some argue that Iran is doing whatever President Putin wants, and then this happens. He's not going to be pleased with this. I don't know if Israel should find comfort in knowing that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing over there, or whether or not something else might be coming its way.
Well, I think that this sort of internal rot has probably been going on for a long time, and it's just been kind of papered over by the fact that people like Obama and John Kerry have been so obsequious to them over the years. I don't know if you saw the interview Kerry did on MSNBC. I mean, he appeared to be angry about the fact that we had finally taken action against these Iranians who were killing Americans as recently as December 27th. I mean, that was an Iranian paid for militia that killed that American in the base, and then they attacked our embassy. And John Kerry is blaming the president of the United States for responding. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, he was almost unhinged when he was talking. I couldn't believe it when I heard it on the when I heard the sound cuts last night on my show.
Well, one thing we know about Iran, the reporters have said this for a long time. The young people in Iran, particularly, don't really dislike Americans. They, if you talk to them when they're their leaders aren't around them, they'll say, we're out in the street because we have to be, but we You know, we like your movies. We like your music. We we like everything about
that
you.
That Drake, he's cool.
Yeah.
They're educated. They tried to have a revolution more than 10 years ago, and Obama just stood by and basically was rooting for the mullahs. I mean, this is, again, Trump is just trying to clean up this terrible mess that Iran is just another example of it, you know? And I think that the Iranians would love to be rid of these mullahs. I mean, they're fairly well educated people, and they could think. Colonel Hunt, I had him on last week, and he made a point I'd never realized. Do you know that the GDP, the gross domestic product of Iran, is about the same as Romania? Romania, I mean, their number two export after energy is pistachios. I mean, the country's a basket case, and there's no need for it. You know, they have good human capital resources, but they're just terribly oppressed. It could be a successful country, and that's what the president keeps saying in his statements. You know, we're not going to seek regime change. Basically saying, you know, unlike the Obama administration, we're not going to come to the aid of the mullahs when they try to put down the people. I mean, he's also right. They've killed 1,500 Iranians in demonstrations over the last 2 months. A lot of them were just rounded up by the secret police or the CUDs or the Revolutionary Guard, whatever you want to call them, and just killed, and their bodies are thrown into pits or rivers somewhere. I mean, these are the people John Kerry and Obama love so dearly.
If we learn nothing today, we've now learned that the second greatest export of Iran is pistachios. What do we have at HowieCarshow.com? What's going on in the cyber world of you and your show, Howie?
We still have the same specials. They're great specials for $19.99, including the Deplorables t-shirt. But right now, what we're really pushing is a week from today. It's my birthday, and we're going to have a big party at a nice restaurant in suburban Boston, Waltham, Massachusetts. It's called The Local. Free admission, free book for everybody who shows up, a free birthday cake, and you can enter a raffle to have dinner with me and Grace on the arm. And so if anybody, any of your listening audience from Maine is down in Massachusetts next week, next Friday, a week from today, stop on by. Check it out at my website, HowieCarshow.com, and you can read all about it. Again, it's a freebie, and it'll be a lot of fun. You can watch the entire show.
Howie, we'll listen to you at 3 today, Howie Car Show Weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday here on the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show on the Voice of Maine.